We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Miami. It feels like Miami. Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Carlo Navas, and with me today, we have producer and co-founder, Mr. Brian Gwynn.
Hi.
We also have our anime lover and professional photoshopper, Brass Jazz.
What's up, everybody?
And we have our statistician and professional photoshopper, Christian Hernandez, coming back from the game.
I'm so excited. Let's do this.
I'm so excited, too. Like, guys, let's start with, just having NBA basketball back is great. Like, I've been tuning in and out of the WNBA. We had the FIBA. But to have Miami Heat basketball back, it feels right. Like hearing the little Fox Sports music, like we're back, baby.
It is time.
It felt good. Even though it was a fake game and there were only 20 people in the stands, it felt great.
Okay. It was more like 30. Like, don't be so mean about
Should
it.
Should we be embarrassed of that crowd? I don't think so. It's preseason. Like, and it was raining all day.
Even the upper deck was spotty. And the one thing that I guess a lot of people, especially, you know, people that aren't from Miami, don't know if they don't come to the arena, is that the upper deck is always full.
And rowdy.
And very rowdy. It's just the lower sections where I sit that either people just try to sell their tickets and can't and don't show up. It's just like the tickets are all bought, obviously, and that's why the numbers always look good, but the optics of it suck, you know? But the upper deck is always packed, and tonight, I don't know. I mean, it's a Tuesday. Maybe a lot of people aren't even aware the season's kicking back in.
Rainy. You know,
people are clueless these days. But
there's a Florida Panthers game on today.
So there's a Florida play. You're right. There's a Panthers game. So true.
And the weather is like, it's been apocalyptic today. It's rained all day. Chris, I don't know how it was in downtown, but I was only there.
Oh, it was everywhere.
It's like in Orlando, too. So
I drove from Kendall to Miramar. Special. I work in Miramar, live in Kendall. That entire drive was hard rain. Like, usually, like, weather here is spotty, but that was ridiculous.
So, it's crazy. The consistency of the rain lately is actually very unusual for Miami.
Brass, how's the weather in New York?
50 is an overcast.
You know what else was raining? Tyler Hero. Threes?
Ooh, nice transition.
Polished. Honestly, like, we as a show, we as an institution, owe Tyler an apology. We knew he could shoot, right? Like, that wasn't a question. Like, obviously, the kid can shoot, and it was like the stuff he was doing with the ball, not even the off the dribble stuff. It was when they were kind of stuck in the shot clock. He did kind of like a jab step, dribble, pull up, step back, like three, right? Like they haven't had a guy that can do that consistently. Like the only guy who could do that is Dwayne, who wasn't a good 3-point shooter, right? So like they have a guy that can create his own shot off the dribble in tight spaces to a little step back, like go in his bag. That is like, wow. Like they haven't, when was the last time they had a guy that can do that?
Deion Waiters 2 years ago.
that I think that's it. And before, you know what I mean? Like,
and then before that, probably LeBron.
Short list. As Chris stuffs his face, first show of the season, we are in mid-season form. As Chris eats whatever
he's not eating enough at the stadium. What's going on?
Yeah, what is that?
I haven't eaten anything, and I really need this if I'm going to get through the show.
Are concession prices that bad?
So you pick a crunch. You pick a crunchy.
I heated up an old slice of pizza in the toaster oven.
It sounds crunchy. That sounds gross.
It's. I guess maybe it was in there a little bit too long. It is very warm though. But I'm sorry. I know how much people hate people eating on podcasts, so I'll stop that.
You can find that on Blue Wire. Thanks, Blue Wire. Shout out to our network, Blue Wire.
A lot of good stuff tonight, though, in this game. It was exciting to see. It felt like fresh blood out there, man. It was exciting again. You know, obviously last year was great because of Wade, but because Wade was out there and it was all about him, essentially, it just kind of brought it. Just it made everything feel a little, I don't know, older. And this just
antiquated.
Felt young and fresh. And not everything was, you know, it's a preseason game. Not everything looked clean, you know, in the second half in particular.
The hell? We went on a fucking 22-2 run.
No. I know. What I'm saying, like when it started off, there's a lot of shaky stuff.
Yeah, the Spurs kind of closed the gap a little bit.
There's a lot of shaky stuff, and some of these guys
Jimmy
haven't
Butler
really
don't have, like six played with each other throughout the whole game.
Well, right. 11. But I mean, you look what we did, and Jimmy Butler essentially didn't play tonight, and so I think, you know, the ceiling I think is pretty high on this, and I mean Hero was just awesome.
I know that
so encouraging.
Hero's going to be the conversation tonight, and as he should be. And we're going to talk later about some of the guys who were playing at the end of the game, because there's some stuff I want to get into there. But I think we're all really high on Justice. Even though Justice scored in double figures, he had a nice lob. You know, first preseason game, I don't want to put too much stock into it. The shooting clearly wasn't there. The touch wasn't there. He was hitting backboard. Like, that wasn't there. And you kind of hope that you see that kind of improve a little bit. I thought the defense looked good, but offensively, I kind of wish Justice looked a little better. But I think the important thing here is that he started at point guard. And that, if they're gonna go Jimmy Justice in the backcourt, then we're talking. Because that is a big defensive backcourt that can score, that can bring the ball up, and especially when they have Bam and then whoever, either Kelly or Myers, they're going to have a really, really big lineup, and they're going to be able to do so much cool stuff. I know, Christian, you were really excited for that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was hard not to notice that, like, if you really, like, looked at it, the starting line of tonight was Winslow, Butler, Duncan, Bam, and Myers Leonard. That means that Justice is the shortest guy on the court?
Yeah, yep. I think it was him, and I guess Duncan was an inch taller, but yeah, he's the shortest guy on that roster. He's 6'6".
And that definitely does help you against the Spurs, because they also have some very large guards, outside of, I guess, like Patty Mills. But it's... I don't know. I mean, Duncan obviously isn't going to be there. So, like, who do you think they swap in for that? The way he looked tonight, how do you not say Tyler Hero?
Well, here's how you say not. Eric Spoelstra, this is coming from Ethan on Five Reasons Sports Network account. So he was at the presser with Eric Spoelstra, and he said, unprovoked, that he likes Goran Dragic and Tyler Hero together due to their skill level.
Interesting.
How about that?
I like Hero off the bench. Like, I do think that they're going to need some shooting in that starting lineup. I don't know where exactly they're going to get it, but I do think that Hero with off the bench with that little lineup with Goran is really effective. I still think that Deion ends up being the starter at the shooting guard, and they move Jimmy to the three. I do think that's where it ends up. Like, they don't really have a three, right? And I think that if, in a perfect world, they go out and get one in the buyout market or at the trade deadline. But obviously, with the hard cap situation, it's going to be kind of difficult. But I do think that the idealized best version of this team is Justice at point guard, Jimmy at the two, Kelly slash Myers, and Bam. And then you have that one hole to fill, which it's crazy, guys. Like, they have.
I think that was only four players.
No, it was five. The two guards, Jimmy and Justice, and then you have either Kelly or Myers, Bam, and then what you're missing is the three guard, the three.
Okay. Oh, so you're missing the three guard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and they haven't really been able to find a small forward, like a real small forward, since Luol Deng.
I mean, it's funny, but I was surprised that Derrick Jones.
Okay, Derrick Jones, you're dying. Chris,
are you okay?
Oh man,
you're struggling.
I just finished off that slice of pizza.
You're struggling.
Don't worry, I had some tequila here to secure
to
that.
To wash it down.
Yep. Yeah,
mid-season form.
Derrick Jones is only 6'6". I mean, was I the only one surprised by
you're
that?
You're like way too
Tyler
shocked.
Tyler Hero is an inch taller than him.
You're like way too shocked by that. I didn't think he was any taller than 6'6".
He just plays so big.
He has lanky arms. He's a long-armed man.
I mean, well, that's who I was going to bring up, is that, I mean, from a size perspective, he kind of fits the three mold, at least defensively. Offensively, obviously, he's more of a rim-crashing, rim-attacking, like, kind of wing, but his shot's pretty unproven.
I mean, like, it's going to really come down to how he can shoot, because if he can shoot the ball and if he can play, like, at a moderate level of defense, you know, he can see the court time, and he could probably be the starter at the three if they want to go at that bigger, more versatile lineup. But it's really going to come down to, can he shoot? And that's what he's worked on. So it's going to come down to that. And
says you can call him a sharpshooter now, but you went 0-2 today.
I know.
From three.
But again,
4-8 overall, though. So it wasn't a terrible game from him.
First preseason game again.
Plus 28.
I don't want
to. Who else had an awesome game tonight?
Who?
Chris Silva.
I was going to get to that. Chris, what did you tweet out? Because I thought you had the best analysis of Chris Silva.
There's something there. That was one of those tweets where I was just kind of like, I almost wanted to follow it up with, you know, this is exactly why you follow me for this kind of analysis. Because, like, I mean, he doesn't really do anything that really stands out, but it's all just positive plays.
Very Ed Davis-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On both sides of the ball. I haven't really. I mean, he had that. What, he had a jumper from about like 16 feet tonight.
Udonis-esque.
Yeah, I mean, he knocked that one down. He does everything else well. He screens well. I mean, he plays like a big well. Obviously, you want your bigs these days to be able to shoot a little bit. You know, I want to see more, just because. Yeah, he's kind of everywhere, and it's led to a lot of positive things.
16, 9, and 14 minutes.
And I actually stayed for the whole game, which I was really not expecting myself to do. I was surprised that KZ Akpala only played the last 5 minutes. He really is pretty far down the depth chart.
Yeah. He had some moments. I mean, he gambled on a little steal there late, which whatever. I mean, it's the end of the game. Who cares? But I thought he looked okay, like, in his time. I mean, I'm pretty sure that we all kind of saw him going to Sioux Falls, so that doesn't really surprise anybody. And I think that Silva's probably on his way there too, because they're not going to really have the space.
Silva's
the
definitely getting a two-way contract.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Honestly, like, he was really impressive in a way that if they have some injury issues between Kelly and James Johnson, like, I could totally see them kind of slotting him in there and kind of like juice 2 or 3 weeks out of him, like, while they get guys healthy.
Solid.
And that's a really good
plug
thing to
holes.
Have.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, mind you, as I said before, it is preseason and it's not real basketball
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Rodney Magruder was king of preseason. Exactly. I have one stat that will prove that tonight.
Oh, I love stats.
Ben Simmons made a three.
It's fake.
Oh, he did. It was fake. I haven't even seen
he made it, but it doesn't count because it's preseason. It's a fake.
Well, that's my point.
Hold on. I want to see it, though. I still haven't actually seen it with my eyes.
Sixers fans went crazy, which is kind of funny.
He won against Guangzhou.
Oh, he made it nothing but net.
I know.
The internet bullied that guy.
The Sixers won 144-86.
Jay Rich had 16 points. Shout out to Jay Rich.
60 or 16?
16. Jay Rich did not score. If Jay Rich had scored 60 points, I'm pretty sure that would have been made aware to you by now.
I'd be so happy if Jay Rich won a title. I'm just
not on the Sixers though.
Yeah, I don't know. When he comes back to the Heat, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Or in the Raptors. Like, that's when. Jay Rich would be great on this team, by the way.
You don't say.
Following a team you love in 2019 can be time-consuming. Trying to follow everything happening in sports is almost impossible. Scrolling through every app and visiting every website on a daily basis is impossible. And that's why I subscribe to Axios Sports, the best free daily newsletter in the land. Axios Sports is a modern sports page delivered directly to your email inbox. When you sign up for free at sports.axios.com, you'll get the best stories from the NBA and NFL to cricket and ping pong and everything in between. Axios Sports also highlights the most important stats and trends, giving you the ability to stay informed. It's super simple to sign up and it's free. sports.axios.com. Not only will you be caught up, you'll be the friend sharing an amazing link with your buddies. Join the 100,000 sports fans who get caught up on the day before it even begins. And best of all, there is no paywall, no subscription fee, nothing. This is free curated sports content delivered directly to you. Sign up at sports.axios.com. Again, try for free. Free 99, all caps, at sports.axios.com. Humans have been shaving for thousands of years. And the secret to a great shave? It hasn't really changed much. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't overcharge you to add gimmicky features to their razors. They focus on delivering what actually matters. Sharp, durable blades at a fair price. And I love Harry's because it gives me a close shave, easy glide for a low price. Do us a favor and check out harrys.com/bluewire for your free trial today. And Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality great blades at a really fair price. It's just $2 per blade, guys. It's the most convenient thing you can ever ask for. The blades refills are super, super easy and they're delivered directly to your door on your schedule. And you don't need a subscription. And there's no risk for you to try them out. If you don't like it, you can just return them and you'll get a refund. Listeners of my show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for firm grip. You get a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/bluewire to start shaving better today.
No, I mean, I feel like the real story of tonight, I mean, and I loved the test of the Spurs, because you know that they're always going to be coming in very well coached, and they just, overall, the team across all levels looked impressive.
Can we talk about the rebounding? Because we were all kind of concerned on what this team was going to look like rebounding the ball without Hassan, and Myers Leonard, 11 big ones, Bam with 8. Silva with 9. They out rebounded the Spurs. Like,
yeah,
that's what you want to see.
I can already tell you though, man, I'm gonna be a roller coaster of emotion when it comes to Myers Leonard, because the lack of rim protection issues, I'm already quickly realizing why. I mean, the amount of times that he left his feet tonight unnecessarily, like trying to essentially block over someone who's already guarded. It must have happened at least 3 or 4 times, and it led to easy baskets or like right around the basket. And that's exactly why Myers has been a liability in that situation. And you have to hope that the Heat will coach him out of that.
You want to coach him out of that. And I think that Kelly is going to be the guy that starts there. I think that some people got a little kind of happy with the idea of a better shooter and a bigger guy next to Bam. But I think the Kelly, I mean, Chris, and we've been peddling this for a season already?
It feels like peddling, because when you talk to people who don't really follow the sport that closely, they just assume Kelly Olynyk is a bum. And it always makes me laugh, but he's really fundamentally sound defensively. And last season, really for the first time in his career, it reflected in a lot of, in various defensive metrics. And, you know, he's not gonna like blow you away with any athleticism, but he's really fundamentally sound and he knows how to play basketball. And I feel like a lot of times he's underrated because of it. And so a little bit because of how he looks.
Do you think he looks better with the bun or without the bun? I think the bun makes him look a better basketball player. I think he'd be taken more seriously if he had the bun full time.
I remember there were like some stats around like how his hair was done, and it was fascinating because he was noticeably better with one. I can't remember if it was with the bun or with the hair left down, but I'm going to have to research this right now.
And like, people don't remember that the Kelly Bam lineups were awesome, like all of them, which is, I think, a really big cornerstone of what was successful about them last season. Like, whenever they were at their best, a lot of it was Point Justice and a lot of it was Kelly Bam lineups. And when they shared the court together and when they finally were able to bring Hassan off the bench, start Kelly with Bam, that's really when things started to pick up for this team.
What did you guys make of Bam's performance tonight?
See, I got
mixed. Like, the first half, he had some moments, but then he had some other moments where kind of saw some of the same, like some of those missed shots that, like you saw that last season and the year before. Like, I don't know.
Do you know what? I'm just gonna point this out, Roy. He played 23 minutes tonight. Do you know what he led the Heat in tonight?
Assists.
Free throws made. He was 6 of 6 from the line.
Wow.
And that is one of the areas that the Heat really need to improve. And that's where you kind of hope that Jimmy will also provide some help in that department. He only got to the line once tonight. But, I mean, Bam and, you know, guys like Derrick Jones Jr., guys that are already prone to being aggressive, them getting to the line. And Derrick Jones, he made 3 or 4 at the line tonight. Like, that's really big for this team because they cannot keep being a low free throw attempt team and also a terrible free throw shooting team.
Yeah, Silva's 4 or 5 too.
Yeah, Silva was 4 or 5 as well. Another reason why he's just very sound. You know, he doesn't do anything that blows you away. He had 2 steals and two blocks tonight in 14 minutes. Like, I would love to see him get more minutes, maybe even with some of the starting rotation guys.
Chris, and I think like a big part of the Bam thing, there was one play in particular when that great backdoor cut that Winslow made, that Bam threaded the needle on that pass when Bam was in on the little elbow. And I think 2 possessions later, Bam is bringing the ball up down the floor and he kind of freezes the defense because they're concerned about the pass, and it allows Bam a little time to kind of get into the teeth of the defense and get fouled. And it's little things like that, you know, that are really going to help the team. And it's, I think a lot of his improvements are going to be in things like that. It's kind of like reading game speed, having guys freeze because you have so many weapons at your disposal, and it might just result in 2 free throws, but man, that's going to go a long way throughout the course of a 48-minute game.
And I really hope he gets the opportunity to kind of be unleashed this season, because you have to remember, he's still the exact same age right now, and he will be all season, the same age that Dwayne Wade came into the NBA. And like, any small steps that he takes in terms of ball handling in the open court and, you know, facilitating for the rest of the team, and obviously hitting, you know, perimeter jump shots, which would be huge for the evolution of his game. You know, any small steps he takes this season, we're playing with house money. Like, even if he takes no steps this season, that doesn't mean that he can't grow in the future. He's still so young. So it's going to be fun to watch him. I mean, but you saw tonight, how many points did he have? He had 14 points tonight in 23 minutes. I mean, I was on the 5 Reasons podcast with Ethan and Alf, and, you know, they kind of asked me about it, and, you know, I realized that I think Bam is going to be the second leading scorer on the team, you know, behind Tyler Hero. But I honestly do think, if whether it's, you know, I mean, if Tyler Hero ends up being a star or something, that's something we can't predict. But let's assume Jimmy Butler's going to be the team's leading scorer when things really, you know, we get into the grid of the season. I think Bam's going to be the one there kind of backing him up as a second go-to guy, because I think his game is going to expand. But this is going to be a fun season. We're going to see how much it will.
Man, that's crazy that you think that, because I was talking to Ethan about that, and I just don't see Bam kind of getting the scoring chops that he'll need to be the second leading scorer on the team. Like, I think Goran is probably like a much safer bet, considering like his aggression and especially him coming off the bench. Like, he's going to be playing against like second units and stuff more often, and he's going to have a super duper green light.
What do you guys think Bam ranked last year on the team in scoring?
Probably like 6th, 5th.
Chris?
Probably what, 4th?
How about Brass?
Let's say 5th.
9th.
Damn. Oh,
wow, is that low?
I mean, I guess I kind of like have him at like 8, point something a game. Am I right?
8.9.
That was close. I was going to guess 8.8, right?
I guess that makes sense. I mean, in the beginning of the season, he was not scoring much at all.
I mean, it was also in 23 minutes per game, but still, it's something he'll consider. Like, if you think he's going to make that jump to two, I don't know. I mean, Josh Richardson was number one. You would assume Jimmy's going to take that place. Wade was second at 15 points per game, and Dragic was third. Personally, I think Dragic might be second, but I mean, that's just because we've seen Dragic fill that role in the past.
I honestly think Winslow, like, so Winslow took 13 shots today, and if that's any indication of, like, his aggressiveness going forward, I can totally see Winslow being that guy.
I could too.
Like, for sure. I just
the minutes. If he gets more minutes than Dragic, then for sure.
I think that they'll probably have a very similar relationship to the way that Hassan and Bam did, except they'll probably play together more. That they're going to really, I think they're going to have a very even minute split, especially toward the beginning of the season. If Justice probably shows something that is like, okay, like he's got to be playing like 30 something minutes a game, then I think Spo kind of takes that leap. But until then, I do think that they're going to have a very similar minute distribution, which is not bad. That's not bad. And I think us getting Winslow starting is like what we wanted. Like, we're happy with that. That's kind of the drum we've been beating for.
It's important for his growth, especially now you're paying him almost twice as much as his rookie salary. So, I mean, you got to make sure that his performance is, one, put in a position where he can elevate his game to a point where he matches his contract. And you want him to outperform it, to be honest.
Of course. Hey, and if, like, we're being real, like, I know that UD's still on the team, but other than UD, he's the longest tenured Heat player. Like, that's also a guy that's going to be kind of doing the teachings of the organization. And he's the young guy, right? Like, he's been the you know, Dwayne's not here, Josh isn't here, you know, it's pretty much him. He's the one that's been here since the Chris Bosh days.
It's very true. So, you know, it's amazing, and I love technology, and, you know, shout out to you at Synergy Sports, but we already have Synergy data for the first Heat preseason game.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Do you guys want to go through who were the most efficient offensive and defensive? Mind you, their defensive metrics have always been pretty questionable, but let's have fun with it.
Tyler Hero's probably one.
Do you know what is actually incredible?
What?
Tyler Hero defended the most possessions, according to Synergy tonight, and held opponents to 0.63 points per possession, which is very good.
Wow.
He was one of the highest ranked defenders on the Heat tonight. And honestly, what's crazy is that that's kind of what I saw. The thing I was most surprised by tonight, I knew that Tyler Hero can shoot, so the idea of him getting hot in his first game, not that crazy. But he was, that block that he had, I was not, like, I didn't even know he had that in his bag. He was not really struggling that bad in staying with shooters that were being wrapped around screens. He was a lot more focused as a defender than I was expecting. And maybe the fact that he has T-Rex arms really isn't a big deal.
I love that you tweeted just in all caps T-Rex arms, because that's the
that was Dave. He reminded me. That was such a good call that people had said that he has T-Rex arms. It's, I mean, what was it? He had a 6'3 wingspan, and he's 6'6? Is that what it is?
The idea that he was a plus defender when that's the thing we were all most concerned about is, like, wild. I mean, obviously, preseason game number one means nothing, but, like, and he could go 0-7 tomorrow. And he's like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's there's a lot of promising stuff tonight.
It's something that you want. I mean, like, in their first game, I think the guy that everyone wanted to look good was him, and that's what he gave them. Him and Chris Silva. Unlikely stars of the day. Kind of to wrap things up. We're not gonna keep you guys for preseason. Preseason.
Talk about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's like, that's,
we haven't touched on him enough.
That's kind of what I wanted to close the show with. And the idea that there's nobody to throw a competent lob on the team anymore now that Dwayne's gone. Because, like, oof, some of those were bad. Actually, let's get into Deion as well, because I think a lot of us have bought some Deion stock. Going into the end of the year, going into the season rather. And I know that he didn't look great tonight, but I think that I like what I saw.
Do you want to know what's the best stat of all, though, Gianni?
I love best stats of all.
The best rated defender tonight from the Miami Heat was Dion Waiters. He did not allow a single point on 7 possessions he defended, according to Synergy. He forced 3 turnovers and forced the opponents to go 0-4.
Dion Bike.
But go ahead and go in on Dion Waiters.
No, I mean, like, do you think he looked good tonight?
I think at points he looked good.
I thought he looked really good defensively. He's definitely a lot more mobile. Like,
he looks fit, which is important.
It's not just fit. Like, he looks quick on his, like, his lateral movement is just quicker.
I think his pull up looks a little slow. I think that.
Well, maybe, but that's naturally his shot, though. Like, he doesn't.
His shot is very slow.
He looks super duper slow today.
But then again, it's all rust. Like, you were tweeting, I think.
Okay, but I thought we were going to talk about Jimmy Butler.
I know, but I wanted to.
Jimmy Butler was rusty too. I mean, he was picking his spots, kind of like Wade, which is kind of funny.
Didn't he not score in the first half?
He didn't have his first point till the second quarter.
Or like late in the second quarter. Yeah.
And then he had that really nice alley-oop from Justice.
I think the really positive sign is that the team looked really good, even though Jimmy Butler really wasn't having a strong night to start the night. Yeah. Like,
and they still won by almost 20 points.
Against the Spurs, man. Like, I know it's preseason, it really doesn't mean anything, but they did play a lot of their main guys.
Yeah, I think something to take away from this is, like, if you want the Heat to kind of prove that they're one of the top 4 teams in the East, they need to be able to pull out some of these games, you know, not squeeze them out like they used to in the last few years, because that's kind of been their thing. Their point differential was, like, partly above a point.
Yeah, no, they need to throttle teams every now and then.
That's something that they never do.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you're not a great shooting team overall and you don't really get to the free throw line, it's kind of hard. Oh, well, that's got to be the end right there. Whose alarm is that?
Tyler Hero's hot.
Tyler Hero is so hot, he is setting off fire alarms in Miami-Dade County.